And time for another Doc Talk here on Q92. As always, we're going to travel over to Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson. And this morning, we're going to visit with Kristen Wick and Amanda Paradis. And hi, Amanda and Kristen, how are you?
Good, good.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I ate too much, Paul, but I do it every year.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of Thanksgiving?
You know, I like, and this is going to sound weird, baked corn. Because it's the only time I get it is at Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. How about you, Amanda?
I was going to say, I would have to ditto that I always eat way too much also. My favorite is probably technically called a sweet potato casserole, you know, with all the butter and the brown sugar and the marshmallow.
Right. Well, mine's close. I like, my wife does sweet potato with apples in it.
Oh, that would be good.
Yep, and that's really good. That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Feel free to bring us over any leftovers.
Well, in our house, there isn't too much leftovers.
Think a bigger bat.
That's right. I understand we have some exciting news over there at Johnson Memorial Health Services.
We do. We just, let's see, has it been 2 weeks?
Yeah, we're on our third week.
All right. We're on our third week. I can't believe it. We upgraded our electronic medical system, our electronic medical record, also known as an EMR. We upgraded it to Epic. Epic is used by the majority of healthcare systems in the United States. And it's also used, I think it's 3% of the world uses Epic. It's just one of those systems that more and more hospitals are turning to. I know Mayo uses it, Sanford, CenterCare. And so it's really, it's a lot to learn, and I feel bad for everyone who has to learn a complete new system. But it's going to be a seamless process for our patients. And that's one of the main reasons why we wanted to do it. Since everyone has Epic or capabilities of Epic, that medical record can go to any facility pretty quickly without having to send faxes or do a whole bunch of PDF documents. So it's really just an up-to-date medical record that all of our patients are going to share now with every healthcare system that uses Epic.
Nice. So break it down for us. How does that work when you come to see a doctor at Johnson Memorial Health Services and you're in the room there? How does that work? Everything go on there right away then? All the information, or the doctor can see that? Or how does that work? Break it down for us.
So really, no matter if you're in the clinic, the ER, in the hospital, there is basically just one click over to a page where your chart has all of that history. So I can very easily look back at, let's say you were seen in the ER in Madison and you're doing a follow-up appointment with your primary here. I can access that note as soon as it's been signed by the provider. I can see any labs that were done, nurse notes, everything is just that click away. Really kind of what Kristen was alluding to as far as our practice going forward is much easier to communicate with specialists. If we need to send a referral, or if you're in the ER or in the hospital and we need a consultation right away, those providers are able to just pull up that patient chart and see everything that we have, versus me needing to relay all of that information to them on the phone or send faxes, push images, things like that. So it just really improves the quality of care that we're able to provide. I'm not going to say that we didn't have good quality care before, but it just ups our game. So kind of one of those things that if we didn't make the transition now, we would definitely see in the future just that continued struggle with those consultation appointments. If it wasn't the time now, it would have definitely been the time in the future. So, got on the ball and made that change as soon as we could.
Good. That really cuts down time as far as wanting to talk to a specialist in St. Cloud or Rochester or the cities, huh?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Okay. All right.
And then on our And our patient side, for our patients, we have the MyChart, which is an updated patient portal. And that has amazing features for our patients. They essentially have their health record with them. If they download the mobile app and have it on their phone, it's with them at all times. You can look it up on your computer. You can, if you have a tablet, you can download the app. But say you're, you go to the ER, you can automatically share that information with the medical team, any ER you're at that has the Epic software system.
Okay.
So it's amazing.
Even if you're at, let's say you travel to Montana, and you're at some small rural facility like ours, and they don't have Epic, the patient is able to pull up their chart and very easily see their health history in that app. From a patient side of view, I have had a few different apps. My son goes to Mayo Clinic, so I have already been using the Epic app to reach out to his doctors and see his medical records there. And it is very easy to navigate. It's one of my favorite ones from a patient point of view. So yeah, patients can be at that small facility that doesn't have Epic, and they are able to help that provider and nurse out by very easily looking at their health information.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
So, it really is. And you know, the other day I had my labs done, and I had my results back in 45 minutes.
Wow.
So as soon as the lab signs off on that it's done, it's in my chart. So sometimes you will get a result
before we do.
Yes.
Because you see it right away, and we're in another room, so we don't see that result immediately. So it is very, like, time-wise up-to-date. Like, as soon as something is released in your chart, you have access to it as well.
Good. So all the information is there then that you need and your doctors need.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It really is.
How does
the one thing we will say to our patients who, if you have not been to Johns Memorial recently, your health information is not in your record right now. As soon as you come see your provider at Johns Memorial, that's when your health record gets updated and the information goes into MyChart. So that's something we want our patients to know. Also, we are on our website at jmhsmn.org. We have all the MyChart information out there for you, how to set up your account, getting proxy access, because that is something that is different with MyChart. The laws changed a while ago, and so if you have a child who is 12 years old or older, they have to get their own account, and then they can give you proxy access to that account.
Mm. Okay.
So it's, and we have all that information on our website because it is a lot of information, and we had some classes, and we had a few people show up, but we just want to make sure the community understands what a great update this is and all the opportunities they have with the MyChart app and the new patient portal.
Okay, good.
I would say a big thing that patients have been happy from their point of view, if they had the portal with our previous system, we could send them a message and they wouldn't get a notification of it. They would just basically have to randomly log back into their portal account to see if we messaged them back. With this system, you have the option of one or all of a text message, an email, and an app notification. So for me, like the one that I have for my son's account, I have all three because by the time I've opened that email and saw that there's activity, that email is read and then I forget to do it later when I have time. So having three things to remind me to go back into the portal is helpful. So there's really that personalization there of what kind of notifications that you want to have, but you do get one of the three or all three to see that there's been activity in your chart, which is much more convenient versus continuing to log in and hope that there's a message back.
Okay, real good.
Yeah, and once you've been seen by a provider, then you can actually set up your own appointment with them, which is really cool, through the app. And it's real-time data on what their schedule is available. And you can just request an appointment. It'll ask you why, because we need to know why you're coming in.
Mm-hmm.
However, you can do that yourself without having to go through the receptionist. Now, you still can go through the receptionist.
Mm-hmm.
We'll never not have receptionists. They are wonderful,
yep.
And God bless them for everything they've had to go through with this. It's been a huge, huge update for them.
Good.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a great system, that's for sure. And I think, did we cover everything?
You know, the main thing that I would like to add is for the listeners that have already been in, thank you so much for your patience. Obviously, any kind of transition over, we have our growing pains, and we're usually running a little bit behind because it takes extra time to get that initial appointment made, all of your information in, from the receptionist to the nurse to us as the provider. So thank you to those of you that have been in for all of your patience and bearing with us through a growing pain. It will pay off in the future.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. If any of our listeners have questions, how can they get a hold of you?
So if they want to sign up for MyChart, they can contact right now just the receptionist and they can set them up. If they have questions about MyChart itself and navigation questions, they can call me or Missy Struxness, and you can just reach us through the main line at, 769-4323.
Okay. All right. Real good, Amanda and Kristen. Appreciate the time this morning on Doc Talk, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you,
yep.
Paul.
Thank you.
Yep. That's Amanda Parody, nurse practitioner, and Kristen Wick, marketing communication manager at Johnson Memorial Health Services. And this has been another Doc Talk here on Q92.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got it.